Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Henry. Henry writes from Kissimmee, Florida. And Henry writes, I'm buying a home. Do you think I should get a 30-year or 15-year mortgage? Good question, Henry. First and foremost, I want to say, if you get a 15-year mortgage, obviously you'll pay it off faster and you will pay considerably less interest than you will with a 30-year mortgage. So let's just say that right off the bat. But when you sign a promissory note, when you get a mortgage, you're making a commitment to make payments every month, come hell or high water. And it's difficult to forecast out 15 or 30 years into the future, and life has a way of throwing unexpected events and crises at you when you least expect them. In addition to that, the regular payments associated with your home extend beyond just principal and interest. They also include insurance and property taxes, which are two of the seven things that I write about that you cannot control in real estate, that I wrote about in my latest book, Real Estate Investing Secrets, which is available on Amazon. And in any year, your property taxes and insurance can go up. And if they do, that means that the fixed payments associated with your house go up too. So you want to make sure that you have or build a financial cushion that's able to withstand those potential increases in the future. Now, there's a lot of financial advisors that are going to disagree with me, but I would recommend that you get a 30-year mortgage. And then after you do, you can just make double payments when you can and achieve a similar result. But at least if you do that, you're not locked into the higher 15-year mortgage payments that'll make it difficult for you if something happens, like you lose your job or you get ill or get sick or someone in your family does. It just gives you more financial flexibility, and you can still make extra payments and pay off your mortgage in 15 years, but you're not locked in to that higher payment. So thanks for your question, Henry. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.